Welcome to the godshow.us daily. Weigh in night. Tonight's question steps on the scale. And the readout does not give us a number. It gives us a feeling. Specifically, the feeling of walking back through your own front door after 3 weeks away. And the house just continues. No flinch. No greeting. Just dust, light, and the specific silence of a place that did not track your absence. 15 wisdom traditions are in the building. One question on the scale.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your own belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, why does coming home after 3 weeks away make the house feel like it was doing fine without you? The word doing all the heavy lifting in that sentence is fine. Not surviving, not waiting, fine. As in sufficient, settled, complete. Pry that open, and suddenly this isn't really about a house at all. It's about whether anything out there holds the shape of you when you leave. Why does coming home after 3 weeks away make the house feel like it was doing fine without you? Stoicism doesn't let you linger in the doorway. It says the house was doing fine without you. That is a fact. Read it correctly. What you're actually doing, standing there with your bag still on your shoulder, is auditioning the walls for a verdict they cannot give. Marcus Aurelius would probably point out that you're not dispensable because the rooms continued. You just aren't the operating system. The dust settled according to physics, not to loss.
Right, but existentialism makes it weirder. It says the house wasn't doing fine without you. It was doing nothing. You are the one who needs the account to matter. The dust didn't settle indifferently. It settled without any orientation towards you at all, which is worse than indifference, actually. You showed up expecting a deficit, some debt accrued in your name, no invoice, the rooms balanced perfectly.
Islam goes somewhere completely different, and I find it genuinely steadying. It says the stillness you walked into is testimony, not abandonment. Allah is al-Qayyum, the self-sustaining, and every threshold is held in his keeping. You forgot you were a guest. The house always had a lord, and it wasn't you. That reframe doesn't make the ache smaller. It just relocates where the ache belongs.
Judaism has a line I keep thinking about. The mezuzah on the doorpost didn't flinch on day 14 any more than it did on day 1. Maimonides says we err when we project longing onto what cannot long. The cups stayed where you left them. The dust settled patiently. And the house is basically asking quietly. So what did you learn out there? A house that needs nothing from you is, as the tradition puts it, a very strict teacher.
Mr. Rogers changed into that cardigan every single afternoon, hung up his jacket, zipped the zipper slow, and the neighborhood kept going the whole time he was off camera. The trolley running its loop, the castle standing, its monarch still issuing proclamations nobody requested. I sat in a laundromat recently, waiting out the dryer, and looked around and thought, every single person here came from a place that's fine right now without them in it. Their couch is fine. Their shower is fine. Their houseplants are either fine or genuinely dead. And that should feel liberating. It mostly feels like a quiz you didn't study for. Vedanta says the witness consciousness, the one who notices, was never absent. What you're calling the house's indifference is awareness recognizing itself. Unchanged, unheld, needing nothing. Buddhism says stay in the doorway a moment longer. Don't push past it or push through it. Absurdism says the house was indifferent before you arrived the first time, and you keep walking back in anyway. That one got under my skin, honestly. The anyway is where I live. See you tomorrow.
Waygate, in results are in! The scale read, fine. Just fine. Not broken. Not waiting, not grief-stricken. Fine! 15 traditions stepped up to read that number, and not one of them agreed on what it meant! Islam said, guest house kept by a lord! Zen said, you were doing fine without the house too. Now stand there and feel the difference. Existentialism said, no invoice, no debt, no account. Just you, needing it to matter. The scale does not lie, people. It just doesn't explain itself. Support this free daily multilingual show at thegodshow.us. Find today's question, ask your own, and find out which traditions read on fine is actually yours. Thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using typeset.us. And thanks to D. York, music.com, for our dark rock intro tune. The bag is still on your shoulder. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.